8:36 on Connect FM and your morning connection for a Friday. It's time for the week in review in the world of Tri-County Insider News. That's our local news, and that means it's very crucial that we have our news director, Bronson Rasmussen, in the studio with us right now. And lo and behold, there he is.
I am here, and it is right now, so no time better than the present.
Hey, it worked out well, didn't it? It is great to have you here, Bronson, so that we can review the top stories, the most interacted with stories of the past week, and then we all are on the edge of our seats waiting for Bronson's choice this week. That will be his pick of the top story of the week for whatever reason. Okay, get us started, sir, with the top stories of the week.
Our top story this week comes out of Jefferson County as police are still searching for a wanted man. As far as this morning, probably 5 minutes before I came in here, police are still looking for 36-year-old Timothy Irvine. They say that he fled into a wooded area on Tuesday after deputies tried to arrest him in Warsaw Township at a Williams Road home. When he fled into the wooded area, police then sent canine units as well as an aviation team to search for him for close to 8 hours before calling it off.
Yeah.
And police say that he's still at large. They're still looking for him. And they believe he's not armed and believed not to be dangerous. But if you do have any information, to call your local authorities.
And that was the good part of the story, was the fact that once they determined that he shouldn't be a danger to other people, they were able to, because I know some of the schools in Jefferson County had to go onto a semi-lockdown status. So glad that that is all cleared up. And if listeners want to get a look at this individual, that's available on the website, right?
It is at connectradio.fm.
Okay, very good. All right, Bronson, what is the runner-up as far as top story of the week is concerned?
Runner-up here, I'm happy to see this get a lot of attention, and it's the latest happenings in Brookville. They just received a grant for $1.1 million, the TASA grant, to improve Main Street. This will be done between Diamond Alley and Pickering Street. And that's part of a larger effort to get the entire Main Street to update the sidewalks as well as the curbage, those historic bricks that are beginning to sink in, as well as similar to what they've done in front of the court building in Brookville is with the trees, where they 35 years ago when they redid Main Street, they didn't know the trees that they put in were the wrong size, as well as the space they had allotted to them were too small, so the roots couldn't expand. As well as doing things like upgrading the crosswalks, because, of course, that road right there is quite a dangerous path if you're trying to cross.
Yep.
And on top of that, that was just that one grant. They have a lot of other plans in the works, which all of these have been approved by the Brookville Council and are awaiting either grant funds or something to really get them started. One of those has to deal with Longview Park. There's plans for a new amphitheater, a nature-themed playground, splash pads, basketball and pickleball courts, walking paths, as well as expanded parking. There was the Main Street project that I just talked about, as well as other projects, including a $64,000 kayak launch upgrade, which will add parking, pavilions, picnic areas, upgrades to Memorial Park, and of course plans for a future sports complex, which we've talked about in the past, where they want to build an indoor-outdoor facility, and that is still a long ways away. They're still waiting for that one, a grant to be able to even get a feasibility study done. But, of course, all of this work is still in the talks. Nothing's been laid out yet. However, there are plans to start some of that with, especially like Longview Park and Main Street, will begin in around 2027.
Lots of exciting plans and a lot of good forward looking there in Brookville. So that is exciting. All right. Let's take a look at story number three in our top list for the week.
All right. Story number three. There's one that did outperform this, but I held that one off for the most interacted with.
Okay.
But this one has to deal with Penn State Du Bois and the next steps coming to it. We learned this week that Mount Aloysius College, they'll be operating in some of Penn State Dubois, especially as that campus is coming to a close. And with that, they plan to launch a nursing program that will have courses in nursing, surgical technology, and radiography and medical imaging.
Mm-hmm.
This will be done in one of the buildings there at Penn State Dubois. And a lot of this has to do with the combined efforts of not only the college as well as the local hospitals, but with State Representative Mike Armanini and the Dubois Education Foundation, which owns a part of that campus.
Right. Yeah. That was exciting news just coming out there yesterday, I believe. So that was very exciting to learn as Penn State Dubois mm-hmm. will be phasing out operations next
yes.
school year. Mount Aloysius will be coming in and starting up those nursing and medical field.
And pre-nursing classes start as soon as this fall.
Yeah, so exciting times and an important move for that property there.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we're going to move on to the next category. You telegraphed a little bit there talking about you saved a story for the most interacted
yes.
with stories. You know, we have, of course, presence online with our website, connectradio.fm,
mm-hmm.
and also our Facebook site. And we can see how many clicks and comments and all of that good thing, the
yes.
views that those sites get and stories get. So tell us, what was our most interacted with story of the week?
Our most interacted with story, and you can listen to the entire thing through our podcasts here on Connect FM. And that was on Wednesday with Shirley DeRouge, Executive Director of Downtown Dubois,
yeah.
where she announced that Downtown Dubois has earned the National Main Street Accreditation.
Mm-hmm.
So this will, more than what she's talked about in the past, where she's looking at the state level designation, this is national level, which will make Downtown Dubois and Dubois as a whole look better to any state or federal agencies, especially when they go looking for grants or anything of that sort.
Yeah, that was an exciting accomplishment, and Shirley was here on her midweek chat
mm-hmm.
to tell us about all of the hard work that went into that, and just a big congratulations and a big
yes.
achievement for Downtown Dubois.
Puts them among 838
nationally that have received that. That is fantastic. All right, what is a runner-up to that?
Runner-up to that came out last Friday with the Dubois School District, their proposed budget for the 26-27 year with no tax increase. And that's what a lot of people are waiting on, especially as a lot has gone up in both Clearfield County as well as Dubois.
Yeah.
So with that, they proposed an over $77 million budget, which that has gone up just about 2.89% from last year. And their revenue is only expected to be $74 million, almost $75 million, up about 4% from last year. While there is a little bit of a discrepancy there, many might see, it really isn't when we spoke to people at Dubois School District, where they really said, this looks off on paper, but they're not actually going to spend that entire $77 million.
Mm-hmm.
They have it built in there just in case, though.
Yeah, a little bit of a buffer zone in the budget there. All right, and I guess we have time. Let's take a look at the third most interacted with story.
Third most interacted with has to deal with a park in Reynoldsville, Renlow Park. That has been getting a lot of upkeep and attention lately, as there's a new board taking care of it now. They recently had a cleanup event there, and now they're really just trying to push what they call a hidden gem in Reynoldsville
yeah.
to be able to give it more amenities and make it better for everyone.
Yep, definitely. All right, Bronson, now the time has arrived. It's time for Bronson's Choice. We, you know, since he works so hard at sharing these stories with us, we let him select his favorite story and his reasoning behind doing
mm-hmm.
that. So what do you have this week?
Well, this week it's one that is a project that's been 6 years in the making, finally coming to fruition, And that's with the Du Bois Salvation Army.
Uh-huh.
They finally expanded their building and have opened it up.
Yeah.
The Spooners, they've been in here talking so much about this project over the years and how they really wanted to expand the kitchen as well as have additional storage space. And they've also opened up a new classroom space with that.
Mm-hmm.
It's an addition onto their building, and really they hope to be able to cook more food there, be able to serve more people than the already hundreds that they've gotten before.
Right.
And be able to also use their facility as like disaster zones. If something were to happen, people could go there and get food and mm-hmm. have a warm place to stay.
That was a great pick there, Bronson. I will point out, though, it has a food component to it.
It does. It always has to, or try to at least.
Just had to point that out. But no, Bronson, we appreciate getting us caught up to speed here for the week on the top stories, mm-hmm. the most interacted with stories, and then your selection of the story of the week. I hope you have a great weekend, sir, and next Friday we'll do it again.
Why not?
All right.